el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica y SER llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
How are you, students? Doing fine? Thanks for following us in this week 10 program, and we hope that you stay with us until the very end.
And how about you, Ms. Moore? How are you today?
Very happy to share another week with you and the students.
And what's today's topic, Ms. Moore?
Today, we will be reviewing the content in week 10, which is about natural resources, a topic that we're to deal with nowadays.
Natural resources. That's interesting. I think today is going to be a very fruitful program, not only for me, but for all the audience in general.
I'm sure it will be. Let's move on then.
Wow, those words are so touching. It sure takes us to a reflection of how much are we collaborating with this, our world. Not only should we take care of men, but also we must take care of the living things.
Yes, living things. It pictures exactly that the whole world matters. And we care for living things, meaning nature in a broader sense. The earth will have no sufferings.
Don't you think that every one of us should put in a little bit here and there to have a better world?
Of course I do. If we all help the earth, it will be grateful to us and there will be no lack of food, water, or a clean environment to live in. So, what do you suggest?
First, listen up to an excerpt of the song, I Believe I Can Fly, by James Ingram. Students?
If I can see it, then I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
As the song clearly states, if you can see it, you can do it, and if you believe it, there's nothing that can stop you. Those are very strong words, and I hope you apply the concepts when thinking about nature.
Now, students, be ready to listen to the conversation on page 135 of your text and follow through. This week is Natural Resources Week.
Oh, really?
This is a very important celebration.
I don't think it's necessary.
But Martha, we need to take care of all our resources.
Everybody does.
What about the water?
In Costa Rica, we have all the water we need.
The springs are almost dry.
But Peter, it rains so much in Costa Rica.
We do not get enough rain to supply the springs.
We can't live without water.
Water is one of the natural resources.
Are there more?
Yes. Wild animals, forest, the air, soil, and so on.
Wow. Why do you think there isn't enough water in our springs?
Well, I think that too many people are contaminating the rivers, and this makes them go dry, or change their flow, or kill the environment of other species of animals that aren't water animals.
So my suggestion is that we stop contaminating the rivers and oceans too.
I agree. We should not take the oceans and rivers as garbage dumps.
The endangered species like monkeys, leopards, snakes, alligators are part of the fauna that is being destroyed. What can we do to avoid animals' extinction?
In my viewpoint, people must stop hunting them for fun or even stop killing them with commercial purposes. But to stop this, buyers of these animals' products should not buy them.
That's a tough one because this is how some people make their money, at the expense of disappearing the animal kingdom.
Yes, that's sad.
When we burn the fields or use it for cattle purposes indiscriminately, we aren't caring for nature. We're killing it instead. Plants are killed and the soil itself is being killed.
Yes. 'Cause when the soil is dead, no organism can grow. And what happens is that human beings and animals can't get the food to nurture themselves. Then comes the huge famine as we see in Africa, Central America, and many other places around the world.
But as if this isn't enough, the world is also contaminating with fuel and smoke that comes from the factories. This creates more carbon dioxide than required for living things to survive.
It is sad to learn all the different ways in which the human race is not taking care of the natural resources.
It really is. But remember that as little as you can do by recycling, using means of transportation that needs no gas.
Not making fire in our forests and not killing plants nor animals, there is always a chance for a better world for us and our future generations. As mentioned in one of Michael Jackson's songs.
Thanks for creating consciousness and me and our audience about not thinking like Martha in the dialogue above.
You're welcome. And I don't want to close the program without having you listen to the wonderful song by Michael Jackson, Earth.
Oh, I heard it several times, but never ever make such a wonderful link with its lyrics and natural resources preserving.
Students, I want you to listen attentively and make your own conclusion as to what you can do individually to save the world from destruction.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain? What about killing fields? Is there a time? What about all the things that you said was yours and mine? Did you ever stop to notice all the blood we shed before? Did you ever stop to notice this crying earth that's weeping?
How interesting was the review and giving suggestions, opinions, and using vocabulary related to matters of natural resources. I hope you liked it as I did, And don't forget to tune us next week with another of ISER's English programs.
Goodbye, students. Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ISER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.